So thank you for that. So I'm going to talk about our experience at the Mozambique Strategic Information Project. We are a USAID funded project, and we are a three-year project. We are now on the ended our second year of implementation. Our mission was to perform data quality assessments for the HIV sector in Mozambique. And our plan, our objectives for our strategy, the E there is for external, because another partner was doing internal evaluation, so we were calling them IDQA, so we are focusing our activity on the EDQA strategy. The idea was that we would be assessing the quality of the data reported through the Ministry of Health system, and then try to use that information to inform in terms of the quality of the data that's being supplied, and try to build the quality of these numbers and the systems of the Ministry of Health in Mozambique. Our strategic approach to that was that we would want to align the two parallel systems that are existing in Mozambique right now. There's the PEPFAR system, where through all the implementing partners, international implementing partners, are giving the information to the PEPFAR, and then there's the national system of Mozambique, which is the Modulo Básico there. So the idea was to align these two systems and to create data that was sustainable and the system that the Ministry of Health of Mozambique could use to replicate this activity and to continue to assess the quality of their data. For this, we tried to prioritize the inclusion of all Ministry of Health staff in all the steps of this implementation, including in the design of the methodology. So our objective was to assess the quality of the data that was being supplied through the parallel to the Ministry of Health systems in the various levels, so in the facilities, the districts, the provinces, and at the central level. And at the same time, we would do a very simple quality assessment, so we could pinpoint where the problems were in terms of the trainings or lack of staff or lack of materials. So we tried to assess where the bottlenecks were. These were the seven indicators we assessed during these DQAs. We did one DQA per year per province, and we assessed these seven indicators. These seven indicators were identified by the Ministry of Health in jointly with the USAID team there. So overall, what we did that was slightly different was the overall methodology that we used for this DQA implementation. So we started by doing this calendar to calendarize the DQA implementation throughout the year. As I said before, we did one DQA per province per year. So we have 11 provinces in Mozambique, so that divides one DQA per month. Then we would leave it up to the Ministry of Health to do all the logistics behind the actual implementation, you know, informing the provinces, giving us authorizations and rights to access the facilities. Then the provinces will then inform the districts of this activity, and the district will inform the facilities. This already made it turn into an internal process and not so much as an external process that the USAID was imposing. Before we departed to the provinces, we would have a training for all the Ministry of Health people. This would the aim of this was to get people involved in the process and to have them know beforehand what was going to happen. We replicated this training at the province level so that everybody at the province level, including the IP representatives that were there, knew what was happening, and there was no surprise, and we just, you know, demystified the audit bug or monster. We did the DQA implementation itself, which was normally a two-week process, two full days. As you know, the distances in these countries are huge and could take us up to a day just to get to the facility that we wanted to visit. Upon return to the province, we would do a debrief, which also helped to better understand the results, what happened, what went wrong, what went right, the discussion of some of the problems that we found, and this created a sense of ownership of this result, so that prior to even sharing them, they were discussed and they were owned by the people themselves at the province level. And after completing the rounds of DQAs, we did a national debrief at the capital. So this is briefly just the methodology that we use for data collection for each indicator. I'm not going to go through all of this. We could It's just to give a brief outline. This is the analysis that we used. It was a very simple. Again, we wanted to do a system that was replicable and used by the ministry. And once we ended this project, we kept things very, very simple. I'm just going to give an example of some of our results for one of the indicators. The ART indicator is the number of patients on antiretrovirals. And this is just to give an example of how bad the results were. The 10% is the line of that we consider to be good data, and none of them is getting there, unfortunately. But this is the reality, and I mean, although we did discuss all these results, and provinces tended to, you know, try to defend their numbers, but at the end of the day, everybody agreed that this is the situation, this is what's happening, and we need to work to improve this. The lessons learned, again, the results were not good. We knew that when we started. We knew that the quality was weak, but we wanted to do something a little bit different. So we learned from this experience that the importance of this participatory approach that we took was very, very positive. We started from the base. The definition of the standard operating procedures was done together with the Ministry of Health, which, again, gave it a reality check to everything that we were doing. We involved the Ministry of Health in all the steps. We understood, and we know the terrain, so we understood the difficulties of getting to some of these places, so we weren't overly ambitious in our attempts to, you know, collect too much information. We knew that things were complicated in the field. The trainings were very important to make sure that people understood from the get-go what was happening. And, of course, so that people that were part of the team knew what they were doing. These are very busy centers, health facilities, and we don't want to be bumping into each other and into the medical doctors there. So we want to, you know, make sure that everybody knows what they were doing. The participation of the Minister of Health was essential for this, for the success of these activities. All of the contacts were done through a focal point from the Minister of Health. So we were like partners, not leading this activity. The capacity building was essential. And the other thing that was important was that after we left the facilities, we would leave behind a observation sheet where it was pointed out what were the wrong things. And they were as basic as your archives are a mess, you need to sort them out, things like that. So we left these behind in writing, and it was very important for the facilities to actually go back to them to try to improve the situation. And of course, the provincial presentations were essential for this discussion and this ownership of these results, because other experiences or other projects had done assessments or audits, and they would just go, and then they would later, 6 months later, would hear of the results of this assessment, and we discussed them as we were finishing, so it was very, very important. So, are we on the right track? Who knows? This is a comparison of one of the provinces, and these are the results for the 7 indicators of the overall deviations from the first round in blue and the second round in orange. So, you know, there's obviously some improvement. This is only 2 years, so we might be overlooking at this, but we're hoping that we're on the right track indeed. That CTX indicator over there is the cotrimoxazole, people on cotrimoxazole, and because it's not a Ministry of Health indicator, it's a PEPFAR indicator, nobody really looks at it, so we keep on having not so good results. Just not to say really bad. To summarize, this is, even though we started as a data quality assessment purely project, we ended up, you know, putting our foot in some quality improvement for the Ministry of Health as we did these participatory assessments, and we did the trainings, and all through the project, everybody was also involved. When we do the during the preparatory phase, the trainings were very, very important. At the facilities, when we did the recounts on the registers, we would do it with the nurses that were supposed to be filling them out. And when we found some gaps or mistakes, we would, you know, teach them and clarify some of the how to fill out those records, which are normally very complicated. And that helped. That created some quality improvement and some in-job training. So that was very important. And again, the debriefs were essential because even though the discussions were sometimes heated and the results were not necessarily recognized, by the end of a three-hour discussion, there was really nothing to say. I mean, this process was done with the Minister of Health, with the Minister of Health staff, so we didn't, there was no way they could say that we came up with numbers, so they would have to own these numbers, and this is what happened. And of course, again, this is the leaving behind what things were done in a very positive perspective always. We didn't just go there with a horrible hand and saying, this is wrong, you need to shut down this. We tried to take a positive approach and leave behind something to do, to improve, and not just criticism. So again, in conclusion, even though this was an assessment project, which we ended up getting a lot of quality improvement in there, and we think we're doing, I mean, there's now a total ownership of this project. This activity is now part of the strategic plan of the Ministry of Health for the HIV program. So this means that this approach was very positive, and we are now entering our third round, and hopefully we'll see better results coming forward. Thank you. So I can take some pictures, some questions now.